This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline, and I'm excited. There's snow in the high country, 30 inches on Mount Lemmon at last count, and I'm getting out the snowshoes again. It's time for you to get out the cross-country skis or the downhill skis or the snowshoes. Find those down mittens and that woolly cap and those thick wool socks and go out there ready to play in the snow. A couple of thoughts. Layers. Layers are where it's at. And one of the big mistakes people make when they hike and exercise in the cold, cold weather is reversing the order of apparel. By that I mean taking a break and pulling off the jacket because they're hot. And then toward the end of the break, they cool off, they put their big old down jacket back on and start hiking again with a down jacket. That's backwards. Right before you start exercising, whether you're cross-country skiing or hiking or whatever it is in cold weather, take the layer off. Hook it on the outside of the pack so it's easy to get to. Make sure it's on good and snug because you don't want it to get snagged by a branch and lose it. That's would be very unfortunate. But hike without the fleece, without that outer layer on. And then when you stop for the break, put that layer on immediately to conserve that heat you've generated while exercising. I've always said there's three things to take care of as a backpacker: your feet, your stomach, and your back. So make sure those boots are well treated before you head out there. Put the waterproofing on your leather boots. If you got the modern boots, use the silicone spray or whatever the manufacturer recommends. You got to eat, and just as importantly, you got to drink. Yes, you can dehydrate in sub-freezing temperatures. It's easy to do. You're breathing out moisture with every breath, and the air is still dry here in the desert southwest, even in the high country, especially in the high country this time of year. So drink plenty of fluid still. And if you're overnighting it, bring a good thick mattress that'll insulate you from the cold ground and give your back all the support it needs. I love these camp mattresses with a little cover that converts it into a chair when I'm sitting around camp in the evening. I'm headed for the high country. I'm going to get up into the snow. I got my little crampons. I got my snowshoes. I probably won't see you, but if I do, I'll be looking for you to be taking off that jacket before you start walking and putting that layer right back on as soon as you take your break. Looking forward to seeing you with snow on your eyebrows and frost on your mustache. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb Eberline.